Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oh, I don't know, oranges perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
Yeah. Thanks, Todd. Alvin, it's Monday.
Good afternoon.
I feel like a luscious, juicy, sticky. It's disgusting.
It is.
Okay, so yeah. So listen, it's Monday.
It is.
And I got so much to share. First of all, today's Miracle Monday. In a couple
yes.
minutes,
yay!
We're going to air something I recorded a couple weeks ago with my man Ken Fish. Miracles on Miracle Monday. Ken Fish. Get ready, folks. In hour two, we're talking to a man who has written about Eric Little. Some of you know Eric Little, Chariots of Fire. I wrote about him in my book, Seven Men. New book out. Extraordinary. So first, Ken Fish. But on this Miracle Monday, you know the first thing I did on Miracle Monday?
What?
Went to the dentist.
Yay!
And I'm still numb.
Hmm.
And so if I sound stupid, it's because I actually am still... You know,
the Novocaine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm not... so I went to the dentist... And I thought, if he can get me out of here in time to do the radio show, but then I'll be numb. So, but you can't tell. Okay. So I get in a cab to get down here to the studio, right?
Yeah.
And in the cab, New York cabs, I love it because, like, it's so funny. 95% of the time, it's somebody from a foreign country that does not really speak English. But every now and again, once in a blue moon, you get a New Yorker who... is obviously grew up in New York. It's like in the old times, like a Brooklyn cabbie.
Right.
Today I get a Brooklyn cabbie.
Great.
Right? The guys, I say, what's your name? Lorenzo Giliberti. This is the guy I get, right? He's a stunt driver for films. He's done acting in films. He says he's the first guy that gets shot in The Family, Robert De Niro, a film called The Family.
Oh.
He says, I'm the first guy that gets shot in
wow.
that film, right? So anyway, he's this amazing guy. I had this wonderful conversation with him. And he tells me, you know who was in my cab just before you? I just dropped him off. I says, who? He says, Tony Bennett.
Wow.
So I was the second guy.
Yeah, the seat was probably still warm.
Tony Bennett was the first guy.
Yeah.
I was the second guy. So he's going on about Tony Bennett. Tony Bennett's 91 years old. But it was such a fun cab ride.
Yeah.
So this is a shout out to Lorenzo Giliberti. Wonderful guy. Absolutely wonderful guy. What, it's a joy to be in his cab. All right. We got a bunch of, we got some good news here, Albin.
Mm-hmm.
We have raised $10,400 for Food for the Poor.
Wow. That's just 1 week,
that's
right?
That's the double of what we had, I think, on Friday.
I think
over the weekend,
yeah.
People stepped up. Now, Food for the Poor... I don't know if we have the audio clip. Do we have an audio clip
yes,
for Food
do.
For the Poor?
Yeah, well,
before
checked,
we
yeah.
before we play it, just so you understand, folks, we do these campaigns to raise funds for organizations that we have worked with. We know they're reputable, and we believe in what they're doing. In fact, many of us here in the Salem radio family have visited to work, be on the ground in places like Haiti with these incredible organization. So Food for the Poor is the top of the list. We're doing this is our second week of the Food for the Poor spring campaign. And I said, in order to get people to give, because we're asking if you give $50, it provides a starving kid with food for a year, which is hard to believe, 50 bucks. But the point is, I always say that they get like rice and beans and staples in vast quantities, and they're able to do that. They have, you know,
right.
their boots on the ground. They know what they're doing. And also water for life. People say, what's that? Well, there's not good drinking water in these places.
Right, so they're digging wells.
They're digging wells yeah. and all this kind of stuff. So so they've broken it down. So $50 enables them to feed a kid for a year. Now, these kids, you know, they are genuinely starving. This is a hard issue, frankly. So we do what we can. $100, obviously, that's two kids. But we said, if you give $100 to this program, to this organization through our program, we will give you a year-long subscription to Metaxas Super. Now, Metaxas Super, it's $6 a month. And if you get it for the year, it's like $60. So it's, let's call it $66 value. We're going to give that to you. With that, you get all of these programs commercial free. That's kind of a big deal. If you're busy and you don't want to listen to through commercials or whatever, so you pay a little something and you get everything's commercial free. So an hour gets boiled down to, I don't know, 41 minutes or
something like that.
So, you know, you can listen more to what you want and no commercials. Well, we said if you give $100 to Food for the Poor, we will give you a year-long subscription to this premium radio thing. It's called Metaxas Super. Okay, so that's commercial-free plus video, okay? We're not videotaping every single thing. This is not on videotape right now, but most of what we do, I think Ken Fish in a couple seconds is going to be – we videotaped him last week, a couple weeks ago. Anyway, so a lot of people have given. We've raised $10,400. Dollars. Now, there we have a broadcaster from KLTY-FM in Dallas, and I've explained that a lot of our Salem family hosts have gone down because they're participating in this campaign, and they kind of want to see what it is and give you their point of view. So we're going to play – this is Tony Lopez from Dallas, and he talks about being there with Food for the Poor in Haiti.
It's wonderful because right behind us is the warehouse holding all of these wonderful nutrients and endless acres of bagged rice and food and essential items that they need every day. And in the front, we're actually bringing them the sustenance they need and the hope that they are now counting on and to be used as the hands and feet of Christ, and to be in that situation where we are able to give so freely of ourselves and to see the joy in everybody's eyes when they are finally receiving their food. It's amazing. And that $50 gift, Food for a Year and Water for Life, imagine that. Look what you could go and do with that gift. You could transform lives, villages, neighborhoods, people, families, children, bring them one step closer to the dignity that they so need. I don't know that they are looking for pity, but we can bring them hope and encouragement and love.
Albin, knock off the piano.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Come on.
I'm going to play a flute tomorrow.
But, I mean, you almost put me to sleep with that. It's okay. Like I felt like I was back in the dentist's office. You got to stop that.
Okay.
You got to stop that. But I mean, you're good. But
thank
we
you.
Don't need background music every time. You know what I'm saying? Albin, let me just say I appreciate it, but enough, please.
All right.
Please. Okay.
Okay.
So Food for the Poor, this is our campaign. If you understand the need down there and you can give something, this is what we do on this program. We know that most of the people who listen to this program get this and that they want to help. So we hope you'll help. I mentioned that we're going to give you, if you decide to give $100, and by the way, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner and you can give. That's the easiest way, but I'll give you the phone number in a minute. If you give, we'll give you an annual subscription to Metaxas Super. If you give $200, you get two annual subscriptions plus two Eric Metaxas Show hats. There's no way to get those hats unless you do this. And by the way, I still can't get over this phone call I had with Lorenzo Giliberti. Okay. Wonderful guy. Honestly, sometimes you get these drivers and he really
well, it wasn't
was
a
like,
phone call. It was
really,
an in-person interview, as it were.
I was in the cab,
yeah, exactly.
Breathing the same air that Tony Bennett had just exhaled. It was a little gnarly.
A little CO2
but he's
there.
90. He's 91 years old.
You weren't afraid of global warming,
okay,
were you?
So, but we were talking. We got involved in a like. We start talking about politics, and this guy was just incredible. He understood. This cab driver understood the way America works better than most Americans, which is why I say I always want to talk about Hillsdale. Why? Because there are very few places. If you want to unlearn this stuff or you never want to learn it, you go to places like Yale or Harvard. They're against fundamental the concept of self-government. It's like they never either never knew what it was. Hillsdale teaches this stuff. So I want to encourage you to go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, MetaxasForHillsdale.com. They are really one of the few leaders in this country who understand what American self-government is. If you go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, they can send you a pocket constitution to keep or give away. Anyway, they're my heroes. MetaxasForHillsdale.com is the way to find it. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hurst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
This is Jack from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're gonna love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.claimfreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want a chance to grab your full share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.claimfreedomchecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.claimfreedomchecks.com.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-651-4888 now. That's 800-651-4888 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-651-4888 to learn more. 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got...
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Guess what? I'm talking to Ken Fish, my friend Ken Fish. Ken, we're being filmed. There's cameras in the studio, so don't do anything that you wouldn't do without a group of people watching. Okay, so Ken, I was talking to you the other day. I want to talk to you again about your recent trip to New York City. Obviously, you're in New York now, but things have been happening. You've been seeing miracles. Tell us about some of these miracles. We were talking about people losing steel in their bodies.
Well, I don't know if it was steel. It could have been titanium.
Well, that's whatever the heck it was, it freaked me out. And yeah. I'd like to see some doctor's verification of it, just because, you know, it's just too it's too wonderful, because it's the kind of thing that you can prove
right
with X-rays.
So. You know, one of the things I'm starting to do, but I've only recently kind of gotten after it, is I have a professor from Baylor University who is a medical professor. He's a practicing doctor, but he is a professor at Baylor, professor of medicine. And I'm starting to send testimonies to him for, I guess you'd call it, peer review.
Yeah.
And we're going to start building a library of
– huge. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
So one of the good ones that's going to be coming out in a newsletter in March.
Okay.
We have somebody who was healed – and who had retinal degeneration, and they have the before and after photos, and their doctor, you know, confirmed that the retinas were healed.
So, I mean, that's
– yeah. I mean, I always say this. Real healings will withstand scrutiny. Now, not all healings get scrutiny, because sometimes people just get healed and wander on down the road and go about their lives, and they're not really looking to make a case or become famous or do whatever. But if it's a real, legitimate, honest-to-God healing, no pun intended, then that healing, if you put it under a microscope, you run it through a CAT scan, you take it through a blood test, you do whatever you do to verify that it's real, it'll show that the healing has occurred.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what other things have you seen lately, or what other stories can you tell us?
Well, can I tell you one that I can't confirm it yet?
Sure.
So last night when we were in Queens, they brought over a woman and her baby and asked me to pray for the baby. So I did, and the baby's only 5 months old, so I would just say it's hard to be sure exactly where that one landed. But the child has, even at 5 months, cataracts, and they were talking about the need to do intraocular lens insertions. And as just kind of a test, I waved my hand in front of the baby's eyes to see if, you know, he would track with me or not, and to see if I moved my hand close, would he blink? Just basic stuff. You don't even have to doctor to know all that. And I would say, for the most part, he was pretty well non-responsive. I mean, if I got really close to the eyeball, he blinked. But other than that, he wasn't that responsive. So we prayed for the eyes, that they would see and that God would open them. Now, we can't really ask him any diagnostic follow-up questions, so we'll just have to see. But what I can tell you is that in the aftermath, as I waved my hand in front of his eyes were tracking to my hand. And as I moved my hand back and forth in front of his face, he would blink in response to that. That suggests to me – note that I'm using the word suggest. Does not prove anything.
Yeah.
But it suggests to me that something changed, but it's – I can't tell you what changed or how much it changed,
right,
or anything like that. Immediately after that, the mother asked for prayer, and I wouldn't have had any way of knowing this, but she had sickle cell anemia. And so when I began to pray for her, all of a sudden there was one of these surges of Holy Spirit power that went through her body, and she kind of fell out of her chair, maybe launched us better. I don't know. Anyway, she came out of the chair and she hit the floor. No one pushed her. She just did. And she landed on the floor and gave a, you know, rather loud scream, wail, and then lay there crying. Now, I've seen enough dramatic instantaneous healings to know that probably she's healed, but I can't say she is healed, just to be clear for all of our listeners as well. But it had all the hallmarks, all the characteristics of one of those dramatic types of healings. Now, that woman, absolutely, positively, I will follow that one up in the next couple of weeks, and she'll go to the doctor. And sickle cell anemia is fairly easy to test for. They'll know if she's healed or not.
Did she say what she felt when you prayed for her?
Well, she said she felt that surge of power go through her body.
Pull the microphone a little bit closer to you. I want to make sure we get there. She felt a surge of power go through her body.
People sometimes describe it as electricity. Sometimes they'll say it feels like tingling. Sometimes they say it feels like heat. It just kind of depends on the individual and what word choice they use. But she definitely felt it, and her body certainly reacted to it.
Well, you've had so much experience with this kind of thing that, you know, I trust your instincts on this.
And there are the intermediate cases, right? So there's not healed, there's fully healed, and then there's whatever, 40% healed or 38% healed or something. So we'll get a medical report on her, but I just want to be clear. I'm not claiming anything. I'm just saying it looked for all the world, based on the many healings I've seen, as though she probably did get healed, but we'll see if she was. And if she wasn't, we'll just say she wasn't healed. Not yet.
Right. Well, we've talked about this on other programs, that many times you pray for people and they don't get healed and you don't know why, but we're still called to pray. Right. So we pray. It's been a while since I had you on the show. Has anything happened since I've seen you that we should talk about?
Well, let's see. You know, I was here in New York in November.
Right.
And you came to those meetings or part of them. And I don't know, maybe I should flip the tables and interview you. But, you know, that last night in New York when we were at Nyack College, the Holy Spirit fell in the room.
Well, no, I was not at that one. I heard about it. And I was so frustrated that I wasn't there, because a number of people told me, like, you can't believe what happened tonight. Yeah. And I thought, well, no, I guess I missed it.
Yeah. And well, I guess that's right. Suzanne had some of your friends with her, though, and a number of them were touched very powerfully.
Yeah.
So, you know, I would say that meeting was one of the most powerful I've seen in the New York area ever. I mean, even in the days when John and Lonnie were coming here.
And what did you see?
Well, I mean, I guess if you were to describe it in journalistic language, you would say some people were staggering around as though they were drunk, which sounds like Acts chapter 2. Others were falling to the floor, unable to carry themselves. Again, maybe more like Acts chapter 2. There was a wave of prophecies that were released into the room. You know, those have to be weighed and tested, but there was a wave of prophecies that came. There were a few tongues, meaning other languages, and then those got interpreted into English, which was our vernacular in the room. And there were a number of people who were healed of various – I mean, there was nobody there that had like a crutch or they were blind, so I can't point to that type of healing. But there were a number of people who gave us reports after the fact of, you know, necks that had been in pain for years, backs that had been in pain for years, hips that had been in pain for years. Those things all went away. And I don't want to say on the air specific names, but I would just say there have been a number of people in the news in New York, as there always is, some of whom are rather visible and prominent, maybe in good ways, and some of them maybe in not so good ways. There was one person that if I said the name, I bet a lot of listeners would recognize the name, who had fallen into some trouble with the law. But this was a fairly visible individual. And that individual was in the meetings, and that individual received a very powerful touch from God. And I'm going to meet with them again next week for further prayer.
Was this my wife, Suzanne?
No.
Thank goodness.
You aren't going to be surrounded by the carabinieri.
Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, you know, I think a lot of people listening want to know, okay, first of all, your website is kingdomfireministries.org.
That's correct.
Okay. So if people want to know more about you, they can go to kingdomfireministries.org, and there's tons of CDs and DVDs and things if they want more information on
one
you.
One of the coolest things on my website, I'll just cut you off here because I don't think we've mentioned it before. I have a video on that website that you don't have to buy it. It's just there for the viewing. If anyone's interested, in which you can watch a man get healed of schizophrenia right there. Now, the way that came about is I was in Asia about a year and a half ago, and they brought this man in. They wanted me to pray for him. And as the ministry time started, I went, this guy's about to get healed of schizophrenia. I didn't have a cameraman. I just took out my phone and I just shot the video. And then I had a guy in Hollywood fuzz out the guy's face so he wouldn't get into trouble. but and it's you know, two languages, so it's twice as long as it would be if it were only English.
Right.
But long story short, you can watch him get healed of schizophrenia, and he remains healed to this day.
Don't think of schizophrenia as a physical thing.
No, it's not.
So how can you see somebody be healed of schizophrenia?
Because you can watch the progress of what's happening with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to a break here. Folks, you can go to kingdomfireministries.org, and you can watch it right now. And some of you are watching this program at Metaxas Super right now. We'll be right back with Ken Fish.
In the Bible we read of...
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you know today's candidates want perks they can enjoy every day. Give them the healthy, active office culture they're looking for with Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions. The new Veridesk ProDesk 60 Electric is a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes. To learn more about the ProDesk 60 Electric, visit Veridesk.com/radio. That's Veridesk.com/radio.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288. 800-679-1288.
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely.
Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Ken Fish. Ken, you're here in the studio. People of Metaxas Super can watch us. They can see you and see me. They're thinking, huh, you're a lot smaller than they thought. But this is video, so we're actually bigger than we look on the screen. Okay, so you wanted to talk about the kingdom of God, because right. That's a concept that sounds very theoretical, very abstract to a lot of people. What does it mean to you?
Well, to me, it's the foundation of what we do, and that's why I call what my organization is KingdomFireMinistries.com. So the kingdom of God was the central message of both John the Baptist and Jesus. But, you know, when I was a boy, I can remember hearing that language, and it always got dumbed down to be born again, get to heaven, you know, have eternal life.
Right.
And it never really made sense to me in context. And it was only many years later that I came to understand that the kingdom of God was really something that the Jews of Jesus' time had been looking for literally for centuries. And this was something that God had promised to, well, David and Solomon, that, you know, there would come one who would rule in the stead of David and, you know, sit on his throne. Isaiah prophesied about this. And so when Jesus came, John was his forerunner, and John said, the kingdom of God is at hand. And what he really meant was, it's about to break in. When Jesus came, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. And what he meant is, it's arrived.
Yeah.
And so this language of the kingdom of God, really, it has this aspect of it, of the dynamic inbreaking or the invasion of God's sovereign power. And so most of these healings and things that you and I talk about when I'm on the air, they are demonstrations of that dynamic inbreaking of God. And I think it's a really important concept because I think our day is very much like the days of Jesus, in that a lot of people knew about the kingdom of God. Maybe they were anticipating someday it would come. It was part of their prophetic history as a nation. But nobody really had this expectation that there would be an like now kind of aspect to it, that it was going to occur right here, right now.
Right.
And so with that, Jesus says it's happening right now. And we see this in his inaugural sermon, right? He's in the synagogue in Capernaum, and he reads out of Luke 4, and he says, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And they're kind of looking at him like, who does this guy think he is? I think for a lot of Christians, there's that sense of unreality. We can say the lingo, but we don't really appreciate the sense that it's right here in your face.
Okay, but what does that mean practically speaking? Let me guess and tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It means that Jesus says his kingdom is of another world. So it's not going to be that he's going to become king here, or that we're going to have an earthly kingship
yet
until someday.
When he returns.
When he returns. But now he is saying, you can now be born again into that kingdom.
Yes.
And you can serve me, the king, as a servant of the king in that kingdom while you're still here on earth.
Right.
And that kingdom is here for the taking.
Right.
And it can be expanded here on earth.
And it's just that you can experience kingdom reality in the here and now.
Okay. And so you can walk in that other universe, that other world, while you're still here.
That's right.
It's not just for when you get to heaven. Heaven it has broken through and exists through the Church of Jesus, through us, via the Holy Spirit, here and now.
That's right. And that's why all of these things that we talk about, whether they're healings or miracles or deliverances or whatever they are, all of these things are demonstrations. If you want to say it, they are attesting miracles. Semeia is the Greek word. But they are proofs.
They're signs.
They are signs that point to the fact that when we say the kingdom has arrived, we aren't just blowing smoke. And, you know, it's funny. John said the kingdom is about to arrive. Jesus said the kingdom has arrived. Then he sent out the 12 to preach what? The kingdom of God is at hand. That's exactly the commission he told them. The kingdom of God is drawing near, and then you are to heal the sick to demonstrate that and raise the dead and cleanse lepers, cast out demons, all of it, just the whole package. So you preach and you demonstrate the kingdom of God. After the 12 were sent out, in Luke 10, he sends out 72 others. And guess what? It's the same message. The kingdom of God has arrived. So this message of the kingdom is really central to New Testament Christianity. And I think somewhere along the way, it got all kind of bollocksed up and turned into something that it didn't mean. And so part of what I try to do is recover that urgency, that pungency, that kind of now inbreaking aspect. And whatever it is, people getting prophetic words, getting healed, delivered, what they realize is God's right here and God's doing something right now.
Right.
So it raises the whole expectation and faith level.
So if somebody's listening right now, what can they pray that this would happen in their lives?
I think a simple prayer would be, God, show me your kingdom and let me experience it in my life now. I think a simple prayer like that, uttered in faith, will unleash all kinds of wild stuff.
Show me your kingdom and let me experience it in my life
now.
Right now.
Yeah. Not 10 years from now, not when I die.
Yeah.
Let me come now into that kingdom reality.
Yeah, now. Let me step into it now.
That's right.
Well, it's interesting is when Paul says he's in chains in a prison, and he says, but we are seated with him in heavenly places now. In other words, we have a dual citizenship.
That's right.
We're here, but we're also there by faith. So it means that, yes, you're born into this world, but you're also born again into this other kingdom. And so you're supposed to live in that other reality, even though you're still physically here. You know, that's what it means to be born again.
Right.
It's a whole other reality.
And being born, can't even see the kingdom without being born again, is what Jesus said.
We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back talking to Ken Fish, KingdomFireMinistries.org.
Just to see the clothes she wears, it's just like a dream.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
Okay.
Hey, listen,
good.
I want to tell you about Relief
Please
Factor.
Do.
We get these testimonials in at ReliefFactor.com. Jenny from Texas writes, I've been taking Relief Factor for 4 weeks. I was hit by a car
it almost sounds like because she was taking Relief Factor. No, that's not true. She was hit by a car while walking almost a year ago. And she got to the place, it's amazing, where nothing she tried for pain relief was working. My husband had heard of your product, she says. We decided to give it a try. This past week, I've started noticing a decrease in the pain in my lower back and an increased range of motion. Hooray. Cool. I'm pretty sure Relief Factor had something to do with it. I'm grateful Relief Factor has helped when everything else I tried quit working. Beautiful addition to my natural therapies. Folks, you hear this over and over again. People have accidents. People have all these different things. Your life changes. Try Relief Factor. It works for me. I have aches and pains from running and stuff. ReliefFactor.com is the website. Quick Start Pack, $19.95. You'll know whether it works for you. If it works for you, it could change your life. I would check it out. I do check it out. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Imagine an entire nation that can boast the world's lowest heart disease rates, lowest cancer rates, lowest type 2 diabetes rates, lowest obesity rates, lowest dementia and Alzheimer's disease rates. This is not an unattainable goal. The Keto Zone diet can get us there. In the newest book from best-selling author Dr. Don Colbert, the board-certified physician, outlines fluctuating and failing nutritional guidelines, the science behind ketosis, and what it means to live in the keto zone. With step-by-step instruction, practical shopping guides, and a 7-day menu plan, you'll be fully equipped to make positive changes and quickly see incredible results. And the results are astounding. Reduced cravings, 1 to 3 pounds of weight loss per week, more energy, improved memory, zero brain fog, and the elimination of countless diseases. Achieve optimal healthy living with Dr. Colbert's Keto Zone Diet. Learn more at ketozonediet.net and get your copy now wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hearst. My family's company, the Hearst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Ken Fish. Ken Fish, you were in Scotland recently. My wife got to go. I was really upset I didn't get to go. Stuff happened, and wouldn't it be great if you talked about it?
Yeah. So, you know, we were talking in the last segment about the kingdom of God. I went and taught some aspects of the kingdom of God. There are many things you could say about it. You know, it says in the book of Acts, chapter 19, that Paul spent 2 years in Ephesus teaching about the kingdom of God. So there's a lot you could say about the kingdom
of God. It's not a small subject.
It's not small. And we were just trying to give sort of the kernel of it in our last section. But so we went to Scotland, and you know, I was teaching on the kingdom of God, and I was also teaching on the realm of the spirit and what it means to be spirit people. And by that, I don't mean some weird thing, but people who are filled with the spirit and who live in the reality of the spirit's dynamic, such that, if you want to say it this way, New Testament stories become our stories. They become normative in our day. And, you know, one of the most amazing of the healings that happened was actually also a deliverance. So there was this woman got healed, but there was a deliverance that had to happen for it to occur. And she was a member of this Baptist church in Pitlochry, right in the center of the country. And she came up to me on the last day and said that she'd been having a number of problems, the longest of which had been bothering her for 22 years. So she had mobility impairment and could barely walk due to a pain in her hip. But it was a paralyzing pain. It wasn't merely that she had pain. It was that she didn't have the full use of her leg. She had migraines that never left. She had breathing problems, heart arrhythmia. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you're in Scotland, so that automatically qualifies us for at least two lines of conversation about whether there's a problem here.
Okay.
Line one is Scottish Rite Freemasonry, and we've talked before on this show.
Yeah, and I just want to say for folks listening who don't remember, part of what you do when you're bringing healing is you ask people about their backgrounds, because there are things from our past or even from our ancestry, different curses and things. Now, people don't need to believe in that, but the point is that you live in this reality, and so you probe for these things. You ask people questions to find out what might be the spiritual root of this physical ailment.
Exactly correct. And I always say I ask questions to uncover things, but I never, as a lawyer would say, I never lead the witness. I just ask questions to see if there's anything there, but I don't let them know, hey, I'm looking for this, so we can create a false positive.
Right.
So she said, well, I don't actually think I have any Freemasonry in my family. I said, are you sure? Because it's all over Scotland. She goes, now, as far as I know, no one in my family's been a Freemason. I said, okay, fair enough. And then there's this other problem that has occurred in Scotland's history that I'm not going to go into right now, but I'll just say there was an ancient curse that affects a lot of people. So I'm kind of looking at this, but I'm looking at her slate of conditions, and I'm thinking, gosh, in almost every way, this looks to me like she has this mix of Freemasonry and this curse. And it just,
and so you have done this so much that you can look at somebody's physical ailments and you get clues to what the spiritual roots might be.
That's exactly right.
And that's what happens in this case.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that different from if you go to your doctor and your doctor goes, you know, can you move your arm this way but not that way? Can you – you know, whatever. And he goes, well, you know, based on what you're telling me, I think your problem is probably this. It's kind of that type of thinking. Other times I just get revelation. I can see something or know something and we just go right after it.
Right.
But in her case, I didn't have any of that. So I'm having to use more rational means if our listeners think that what I'm describing is rational at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, she didn't seem to have any of it, but I'm thinking, I bet this is one of those lost pieces of knowledge, and I bet it's all there in her family. So I said, you know, I'm going to try something I rarely do. I said, I'm going to pray with you as though you have it, and if you don't, nothing's going to happen. But if you do, something's going to happen.
Okay.
So I took her hands, and there were a couple people standing there with me that were part of the prayer team. And I led her in a prayer to get free of this Freemasonry and also this Scottish curse. And then I said, now, if there's any spirits here, I just command you, leave her body. And she kind of, people on video will be able to see this, she kind of went like that. And then started to cough and hack, which is what often happens when a spirit is being released. And I mean, within 2 minutes, she was completely healed of all of it. She could take full lungs full of air, and she told me that her lung capacity was below 30%. And, you know, she was able to move, and her leg didn't hurt, and she's walking up and back, and she couldn't believe it. So anyway, she went home a happy camper. Well, I got a email from the pastor of the church just a couple weeks ago, because I'm going to be returning there in October.
Right.
And he said to me, you know, Ken, I feel like you've never left. even though the meetings were in October, because there is literally not a week that goes by that I'm not talking with somebody from the town or from the congregation who came to those meetings, and they're telling me, I went to these meetings and this happened. I got healed of this. I got this prophetic word and it's come to pass. Well, to me, all of that is the kingdom of God is breaking in. It's an invasion. The kingdom of God is invading this world that God's goodness would be seen in the face of whether it's sickness, curses, darkness, despair, depression, you name it. God's on the move, and he's a loving God who's come to rescue his people.
It's amazing, Ken. I mean, just to hear this stuff. The thing about you talk about when these spirits manifest, and again, I'm sure there are people listening thinking we're just plumb loco, but you've seen this a million times, and I've even seen it when you're praying for people, that there are physical things that happen,
right.
But it's not something, it's not heads spinning around. They're not vomiting toads, although I assume that could happen. But you're seeing a coughing, you're seeing bodies jerk and things that clearly don't look like the people are putting it on. I mean, because again, I know some of these people and they're not, you know. So it's just fascinating to me that there's a reality here. It's like science in the sense that the more you observe it, the more you begin to understand patterns and things. And that's fascinating because there's nothing crazy about that. If you see these patterns over and over and over, you begin to get a body of knowledge. And anyway, okay, the website is kingdomfireministries.org. A little Casey and the Sunshine Band, and we'll be right back.
Of LEAD. That's the heart of the student experience at Bob Jones University. Discover a university that's both academically challenging and spiritually encouraging. Learn from highly credentialed faculty who share your faith and approach everything from a biblical worldview. Be challenged to love God and others by getting outside your comfort zone and giving of yourself. Grow as a leader through opportunities on and off campus. Learn more online at bju.edu or call 800-252-6363. That's bju.edu or 800-252-6363.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to ICanOnlyImagine.com.
You work hard to recruit the best talent for your business, so you understand how important benefits are. Today's candidates are looking for more than just insurance and retirement accounts. They want benefits they can use every day and perks that help them achieve that all-important work-life balance. With Veradesk Standing Desk Solutions, you can create the healthy office culture they're looking for, where employees can move more throughout the day, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. The new Veradesk ProDesk 60 Electric is the perfect way to create your active workspace. It's a commercial-grade electric standing desk that lets you sit or stand with the touch of a button, and it assembles in under 5 minutes with no need for professional installers or labor costs. The ProDesk 60 Electric ships for free, and thanks to our 30-day guarantee, if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. To learn how you can try the ProDesk 60 Electric in your office, visit veradesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show, a little Orleans for the young people. Hey, Ken Fish, we just got a few minutes left. What can we talk about?
Well, you know, let's follow that song that was just playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, some years ago, I don't remember which happened first, but two things happened. I came across a book called The Father, the Son, and the Other One. And the premise of the book was, you know, many Christians know about the Father, although maybe not well. Most Christians know about the Son, and particularly this would be true in evangelical Protestantism. But this other one, the Holy Spirit, he's kind of many people call him it. But he's not it. He's he. And so there's this, you know, real lack of familiarity. And even when you look at the creed, the Nicene Creed, there's this kind of section of on the Father. There's a lengthier section on the Son and all he did. And then it just says, and we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. And it's kind of like, meh. So this goes back a fair ways that, you know, people have tended to be somewhat dismissive of the Holy Spirit. Well, like I say, I don't know which happened first, but the other thing that happened to me was I was reading the prayer of Moses out of Exodus 33. And Moses said, if I found favor in your sight, teach me your ways that I may find more favor in your sight. And there was something about that, teach me your ways. And so I started to pray, and I prayed this for many years. Every day I would pray, Father, I want to know the ways of the Holy Spirit. Please teach me the ways of the Holy Spirit. And I would pray to the Holy Spirit, which for some people seemed weird, but he is the third member of the Trinity, so we're still praying to God. And I would say, Holy Spirit, I want to know your ways. I want to understand the thoughts that you think and how you do what you do. And I wouldn't say that there was a moment where, you know, the lights came on, but what I would say is it seemed as though over time the lights became brighter and I started to have growing knowledge or understanding of many of the very things we talk about. And people say, where did you get this? I go, well, the Lord showed it to me. Well, how did you learn it? Well, I don't know. Sometimes I was reading the Bible. Sometimes I had a vision. Sometimes I was in a prayer session. God would speak to me and say, do this. Jesus said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear to hear them now. But when he has come, the Spirit of truth, he will teach you all things. So I literally took those things at face value, and I said, now, Lord, I want you to teach me your ways. And I still pray that prayer. I maybe don't pray it every day, but I bet I pray it 5 out of 7 days. And there's something in that that, you know, you're still the one. You're still whispering in my ear was what we just heard in the song. There's something of that. God wants that kind of intimacy with us. He wants us to be friends with him, and he wants to be friends with us. And I think often we view God as, you know, out there, or we hold him at arm's length,
right,
because we think we aren't worthy of having that intimate relationship. And yet Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. I want that kind of friendship with God.
That's extraordinary. That's very important. Jack Deere was talking about precisely the same thing on this program. My friend Ken, to be continued, thank you for coming to New York. Thank you for coming to the studio. Thanks for being my friend.
It's always great to be here.
Folks, that's the program. Go to kingdomfireministries.org, kingdomfireministries.org. Our website, of course, is metaxastalk.com.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.